Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today's show invites a wonderful neurologic physical therapist from Independence Health to the table. Her name is Jill Unico. And actually, I met Jill because she was my neurologic physical therapist for quite a while and helped me so much. And as I talked back and forth with the health system about potential interviews coming up for late summer, they said, hey, you had such a good experience with Jill. Why don't you bring her on the show? And I said, I think that that is a fantastic idea. So somehow they convinced Jill to come and talk to WHJB today. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jen. Nice to be here.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. So we're going to start with the basic question. Tell us about you. Tell us where you grew up, your education, your training, and why you decided to get into physical therapy.
Okay, sure. So I grew up a couple of hours north of here, north of Westmoreland County in Mercer County, specifically Greenville, Pennsylvania. I grew up on a dairy farm, so I was a very physically active kiddo and loved to exercise. My mom tells me a story of running in the house after riding my bike for a couple of hours and saying, "Mom, exercise is good for you." I don't recall that, but my mother does. So I guess that's kind of where my passion for physical activity and feeling good about moving started. I started off at Slippery Rock University in the physical education undergraduate program. A couple of years into my undergrad experience, I had the opportunity to work with some adults with special needs in aquatic therapy at our pool within the phys ed system at Slippery Rock. And that's where I realized I actually really enjoyed helping people with physical and or mental challenges to move better, even more than I would enjoy teaching phys ed. So I decided to work towards the physical therapy program. And I then started the physical therapy program after I achieved that Bachelor's of Science in Phys Ed, and I went to physical therapy school also at Slippery Rock. And in the didactic portion of the program, I really enjoyed learning about the brain and the brain stem. And then we went on to our third year was spent completely on residency, per se. And I was at the University of Louisville in Louisville, Kentucky, where I was assigned to the trauma unit, working mostly with people with multiple trauma and head trauma. And then that became my first passion within physical therapy. After PT school, my first full-time position was a physical therapist at Presbyterian Hospital, part of the UPMC health system. And I started right off in what I thought I would love, which was the trauma unit and specifically working with people with traumatic brain injury. That was my first passion within the field of physical therapy. Soon to realize that to really help persons who have had significant traumatic brain injury, I also needed to learn a lot about the inner ear system, the vestibular system, and dizziness. And so then that led me to my current very specialty within the specialty of neurologic physical therapy, and that's vestibular therapy, working with people with dizziness. So that's kind of my course. And then I stayed with the UPMC health system for about 28 years. The first part of that with, like I mentioned, at Presbyterian Hospital. The second portion of my stint there was doing home care, so going and seeing patients in their home, as well as doing research within the Department of Neurosurgery, specifically for people with after traumatic brain injury and people with dizziness disorders. Made a change a couple of years ago to come out away from the city. I've moved to Greensburg and took a position with Independence Health. And this allows me to work in the outpatient setting and really continue to specialize in seeing. I only see patients with neurologic disorders, and my, like I mentioned, my kind of specialty within that specialty is to work with people with any problems that may cause dizziness or balance disorders.
Wow. You have quite a resume, quite a background, inpatient, outpatient, all kinds of all kinds of experience and traumatic brain injuries. That must have been a very, very difficult job, but I'm sure rewarding as you saw them make progress. The brain is very interesting. The ear is very interesting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the physical therapy sort of modality itself? What is it if people have not gone through physical therapy? How do you describe to them what you do?
So in the broad sense, looking at, musculoskeletal and neurologic physical therapy together to try to kind of summarize what is it that we do. We use movement. We use physical modalities that may range from heat, ice, electric stim, specific taping, we call kinesiotherapy taping. We use many different techniques within the neurologic field of ways to facilitate movement, the desired movement when people have lost movement. So, thinking about this, it's such a broad, it's become such a broad area, it is maybe hard to summarize all types, but for the most part, using movement and physical agents to help people either feel better if they are in pain or having noxious feelings like dizziness, or to move better.
Right. And people come to you. I mean, common conditions could be anything from an injury to surgery, things like that, right? That generally are treated
Absolutely.
at Independence Health System. So I guess kind of describe what happens at the square at Norwin and all of your counterparts. There's many different specialties, many different things that they can do. Why don't you talk about that beautiful Norwin facility for a few minutes?
Absolutely, I'd love to. It's such a great resource in our community, this Norwin Square, because we have, besides us here in physical therapy, the north entrance, we have a great group of primary care providers down at the south entrance. I work very closely with them in collaborating on our patients. So if a patient comes in to see, accesses the healthcare system first by their primary care physician or the walk-in, the weekend walk-in clinic, with a complaint, dizziness, pain, inability to move, or like you said, an injury, the physician may decide that physical therapy would be appropriate and enter an order during that visit in a very quick turnaround manner, sometimes within minutes. Our centralized scheduling personnel are reaching out to the patient to call and get them scheduled at one of our nine facilities, outpatient physical therapy facilities across Westmoreland County. And then that patient is scheduled as timely as we can to get them started. The patient will come in and we will do first an evaluation, which starts with interviewing the patient. What is bothering you? What is your chief complaint? What is it that you want to be able to do that you're not able to do because of your symptoms or your injury or disease process? And so we kind of put the patient's goals at the forefront, and that's our starting point. And then we go into the physical evaluation, which, no matter what type of physical therapy, neurologic or musculoskeletal, includes observation of their current ability to move, specific muscle strength, palpation of the muscles, bones, soft tissues in the area of the complaint, if that is part of the problem we're seeing them for. For me, and vestibular. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. I didn't say anything.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. And so neurologically, I'm looking then at balance ability, balance reactions, even down to the ability to multitask. Yes, you can hold your balance standing still quietly, but can you do that when you're in conversation? Can you do that when you're, given a prompt to count backwards or make a list? So it kind of pulls from my end of physical therapy, pulls in that neurologic cognitive piece also. Yes, you can walk in your house, but you want to be able to go get your mail. You want to be able to get in the car and access the community. Can you, walk across the grass or gravel to make it to your vehicle? And So the evaluation occurs, we get a baseline, we jointly make the goals with the patient and determine the plan of care. You know, how often will you come to therapy? How often, how, for what duration do we think you will, would be a good starting point? And then we, you know, go ahead with the treatment program, which includes always either some exercise or activity, or sometimes even, you know, directed education about the problem on their own at home. So I mentioned the primary care group and what a resource they are, and so nice having them under the same roof where I can walk down there and say, you know, oh, doctor, you sent me this patient and I'm concerned about this finding that I saw today. Or I can enter, you know, a message electronically and expect a response within that day, which is very nice. We also, at the West entrance, for me and which physicians I work mostly with, we have the ear, nose, and throat group. So Dr. Bosley and some physician's assistants that work with her, same thing. Dr. Bosley may, you know, send me a message, Jill, can you take a look at this person right away? Because I think you, they have a problem that you could help make them feel better pretty quickly. And we'll do our best to get them on the schedule promptly. For our musculoskeletal therapists, they have the privilege of working within this same Norwin Square as some of our sports medicine and orthopedic physicians. And just like I work with the primary care or ear, nose, and throat doctors, the musculoskeletal therapists are, you know, have a good working relationship with our orthopedic and sports medicine team.
You guys, it is really a well-oiled machine. And to work side by side with physicians like that, being able to have discussions and really, it really is in the best interest of the patient, and the facility is beautiful. It's one of my favorite places. I mean, if you have to go for healthcare, right? I mean, the parking's easy, you can get in and out. And really you're, it's almost, if people could envision it, it's almost like a large open gym, right? I mean, there's equipment there,
absolutely,
training, stretching, you know, everything that you would need. I think the environment is upbeat. You know, the people there all
absolutely
along. It's a good culture, don't you think?
It's a great culture. It's a great vibe. It's, I feel like you step in here. The first time I stepped in here, which was on my interview, I thought, oh, wow, you know, good things happen in this place. It's, you just get that positive feeling. Our staff here have worked together for quite some time and work well together. And the patients, you know, it's almost a little bit like a Cheers feeling where, you know, everybody knows your name. Patients come in and they often know a couple of our providers and, you know, let's get started. Let's get you moving better.
Common misconceptions about physical therapy. What do people say to you about physical therapy that you're saying, no, 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 no?
I guess first would be perhaps that it's a more passive experience, that perhaps we use mostly physical modalities and that that's not the case, at least in this decade, that, you know, you would come in and just get, you know, heat or stim. This is, it's an active process. We may use those physical modalities to get the muscles softened up or to get some muscles firing that aren't firing well, but those are really just our facilitators or our helpers. The real work comes in, you know, us being able to identify what is the root of this problem. And most often it's an active process of trying to remediate or correct that problem with exercise, with specific activity or specific maneuvers.
So that's a, you know, that's a misconception. And then they come in and they realize how engaging it really is. And I think the results speak for themselves, but I'm sure it's so rewarding to see people recover, isn't it? It's why you do what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a, I've always felt, I think, you know, because of my start back in trauma ICU, my, I have some magnetism towards the patients that maybe have to come back from the most difficult situations and ones that thought there's a good chance I may not move the way I want to move again, and to get them some hope and see some early results on those, you know, first steps towards getting back again is very rewarding. And like you said, it's why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm. Jill Unico is a neurological physical therapist at Independence Health System at the Norwin location. She's just a wonderful wealth of knowledge to talk about physical therapy today. I think particularly for those who may be experiencing pain or have recently had surgery or aren't moving the way you are, this is a great opportunity to listen in and talk to your doctor about what might be right for you. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to continue our conversation with Jill for sure. And we're going to talk about how important the home exercise piece is to the recovery process. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is Jill Unico. She's a neurological physical therapist for Independence Health. She was actually my neurologic physical therapist. And as I was speaking with the health system about our game plan for late summer to fall shows, they said, hey, you had such a good experience with Jill. Why don't you interview her? And I said, you know what? That's a perfect idea. So somehow they convinced Jill to come on the show, which I'm sure is probably out of her comfort zone. But she's such a good speaker, and she's doing a wonderful job talking about physical therapy, particularly the vibe and the culture at the Norwin facility, which is so wonderful. And Jill, a lot of times people come to you not just after an injury or surgery, but really before surgery, before things are getting worse, right? So it can be used as a preventative measure. Talk about that.
Yes. So, you know, my field specifically is in vestibular rehab, which is working with people who have either problems with dizziness or balance. And so persons perhaps with a new diagnosis of Meniere's disease or vestibular migraine or neuropathy, and they realize, you know, early on that this may be something that they have to manage, and in the best cases can manage well with minimal interruptions in their life. But I'm part of that piece. Vestibular physical therapy is part of that piece of managing that from the beginning. So in those groups of patients that I first started with, I will provide them with a lot of different sources of education that they are going to go home. And this doesn't need to be the old-fashioned just reading in a book or even online. There are great resources on YouTube that I'll direct them to educate themselves. Patient education websites from some of the best physicians and therapists in the nation or even internationally. And in conditions such as neuropathy, where they realize, oh, if I don't get a start on this, treating and managing this condition, I could have a fall and it could be much worse than the original condition. So, you know, educating even on safety measures such as using night lights, having a cane and a headlight, like a headlamp camping style that you would wear outside in the dark to, for those persons who are unsteady when they don't have their vision to help them balance, to make them understand and learn what safety measures they could take to prevent a major injury that would happen in the event of a fall. And managing on the other conditions I mentioned, such as Meniere's and vestibular migraine, they can both have dietary triggers or environmental triggers. So educating and directing them towards more self-education on how to prevent triggers and how to manage episodes of dizziness and managing episodes of dizziness, then that is, again, collaboration with the referring physician and oftentimes then a specialty physician that we may direct them towards for management of their condition. And looking more at the musculoskeletal aspect of physical therapy, our patients that are scheduled for elective joint replacement surgery, a lower body joint replacement surgery within our system, will usually come to us for a pre-op visit where we can teach them, here's what to expect with the surgery physically. Here's the equipment that would be great to have in place before your surgery to make it most feasible for you to succeed with that joint replacement, all the way from even determining, you know, which entry to their house they'll take when they get home from the hospital, what exercises they could be doing in the few weeks leading up to their surgery to really get the muscles strengthened around that particular joint. What to expect after the surgery as far as therapy. Perhaps it's home care for a week and then to outpatient therapy, or, you know, trending even more towards coming straight back to us in outpatient physical therapy. And once they've had that pre-op visit, now they can have some, you know, mind at ease feeling that they're coming back to that same facility, oftentimes seeing that same therapist in the same environment and getting right to work on their post-surgery recovery. We also work very closely with our concussion program that's based in Greensburg. So we will see from very, very young people after play or sports concussion up into the, you know, persons at nearing centurion who have had a fall and a concussion. We see those persons too.
Wonderful. And, you know, when we move into the vestibular therapy realm, that's how you and I met. I was on a plane to Italy and, you know, felt something in my ears, was never right after getting back there, started to experiencing the dizziness, the vertigo. I think I remember me telling you, I thought maybe I had a brain tumor, and I giggle about it now because, I mean, it was that serious. Laying down right. And turning my head, turning my neck a certain way, uncontrollable dizziness, the room is spinning, and then almost induces nausea to the point where you almost have to take a sleeping pill and knock yourself out because it's just so violent, so bad. So, you know, go see my PCP, Dr. Wentworth. He says, I know what this is. I know exactly what this is. You know, you're looking at an inner ear issue. You're looking at a vestibular issue. I'm going to send you to Jill. And so we meet and I learn all about this process of vestibular therapy from you. With the vestibular therapy in conjunction with the medication, was able to sort of regain control. I mean, it was a miserable 6 months. I know you see many of us, and vestibular therapy is a very specialized field. Why don't you talk about that and, you know, how you learned that and then what you do in a vestibular therapy rehab session?
Sure. Love to. My favorite topic. So when I was in PT school, the field of vestibular rehab was really just in its infancy stages. So I had very minimal actual learning about vestibular therapy in PT school. But like I mentioned, starting off working in the field of traumatic brain injury, if you hit your head hard enough to hurt your brain, a lot of times you hurt your ear also. So there is a lot of dizziness that goes along with that injury. So I was seeing a lot of those persons and trained under a couple of specialists at UPMC. Dr. Joseph Furman is a neurologist that specializes in the ear and dizziness, and Sue Whitney, a physical therapist. Then I was able to go to University of Miami, where the vestibular rehab competency-based training is. So I attained my training more specifically in vestibular rehab there. And so a lot of continual improvements in the area of vestibular rehab and more new knowledge. So we're getting better at determining where the dizziness is coming from kind of every day. So persons are referred to me for vestibular therapy if they have either any problem that causes dizziness or balance problems. So a lot of them do have severe episodes of vertigo. Other persons kind of feel dizzy all the time because they're off balance. And so my favorite part of my work is figuring out where the symptom is coming from, or helping the physicians figure out where is this symptom coming from. Is it truly an inner ear problem, or is it a multisensory problem with maybe combined neuropathy with maybe someone who's already had some type of central nervous system problem, like a small stroke in the past? So, you know, it's at that evaluation level where I'm really putting everything together with the help of the prior physician notes and the prior testing that the physician has ordered, and with my physical exam, really coming up with pinpointing where these symptoms are coming from and what we can do about them. And I tell my patients all the time that when they use the word vertigo or dizziness, that's a symptom. Just like pain is a symptom, and you could have pain for thousands of different reasons. you could have dizziness or vertigo for many, many different reasons also. So that's my first, usually my first piece of education to the patient is your quote vertigo is not a diagnosis. It's a symptom. And we're, you know, helping your medical staff figure out where that symptom's coming from. Some problems, a very common problem is benign positional vertigo where your crystals are out of place as the sole and only problem. That problem is mechanical and fixable. So that's a fun one to fix because you could get someone better. Specifically, we get about 80% of those persons better in one treatment session. And there's not a whole lot in medicine that we're that effective, but we are very effective when it's the mechanical problem of benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. But I often, because that is such a common problem, I'll often see patients that really think that's what they have, but in fact, their dizziness may be from a different inner ear problem. A lot of those different inner ear problems, say a virus that affected the inner ear, or a vestibular migraine, which is kind of, you know, brain and ear problem. We have a lot to offer those patients too, and several of the diagnoses were very effective at eliminating or near eliminating dizziness. There are other problems that it's more of a management and trying to decrease the number of episodes and the intensity of the episodes of dizziness. So the vestibular rehab session looks like at first really honing in on what is the problem. And sometimes that involves me sending the patient back to their physician and having more testing, and sometimes it doesn't. And then we go into specific, usually specific eye head exercises or eye head maneuvers aimed at getting the brain to adapt to the change in the ear function and working on balance, because the ear is one of our three incoming senses that helps us determine how to hold our balance. So the balance all the way from standing still in a quiet space to being out in that busy clinic and stepping on phones and over hurdles and maybe carrying a glass of water and having a conversation at the same time and turning the head. So all the way from the beginning of their program where we're just working on trying to maintain standing still balance and quietness to very much a multitasking environment and yet still kind of me facilitating and cueing for the right balance reaction. The patient at first gaining control of that balance reaction consciously, and then adding those multitasks so we get that balance reaction to become automatic again like it should be.
It is just so wonderful how you work with patients and how you see this, and then you communicate back to the doctor and really get patients on the right track and where they need to be. I'm sure people, what is their reaction when they're fixed? What do they say? We just love you, Jill, right? Just like I did. We just love you, Jill.
I'm very, very fortunate to get to hear a lot of that. I just love working with all different types of people. And it's fun when you really don't know what they're about to say, and they say something very surprising. I had a delightful patient who was kind of nearing that centurion mark, and he happened to have the crystals out of place, and worked with him a few times to get that corrected. And as I was sending him off, saying, I really don't think you need me. I think you are good to head out back to your garden. He hugged me and said, "You're my angel." And then he called me Jill Baby, which is what my father calls me. And I was not certainly expecting that. And it just makes you glow. And then you are so happy that you put all this time over the years and gaining the experience and gaining the knowledge to be able to make it seem fairly simple to fix somebody. And it means to them, instead of sitting on their recliner taking medications to cover up the dizziness, they can be back out in their garden tying up their tomato plant.
Love it. You are such a good speaker, such a good physical therapist. Jill Unico is a neurological physical therapist at Independence Health System. If you need her, talk to your primary care physician. She's a wonderful lady. Thanks for being on the show, Jill.
Thank you, Jen. Appreciate the offer.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.